We've talked a little bit about the restaurant industry and whether, you know, particularly in New South Wales, people are starting to get a little nervous as these clusters develop. We've got four restaurants now closed, people a little bit nervous. People have been, of course, operating on a takeaway basis at the moment. When all this started, restaurant and catering started the Eat Alone Together movement. So essentially, they tried to set up the idea that you basically go to those restaurants and get takeaway because you couldn't eat inside. So now part of this campaign involves dedicating Tuesdays as takeaway day. So the idea is every Tuesday you get takeaway from your local restaurant, whatever it might be, to try and help out. So let's find out how that's been going. Wes Lambert joins us on the line now. Hello, Wes.
Hello. First, I have to say, I think radishes and champagne is like chalk and cheese.
All right. Well, you got to try it, mate. Give it a go.
I've tried most things. But now that I have you laughing, we started Eat Alone Together. My COO, Belinda Clark, came up with this awesome idea on how we could help restaurateurs to encourage diners who had been used to bums on seats forever and to try takeaway and delivery to keep those businesses going. And with the help of entertainment and Unilever Foods, we were able to morph that into Takeaway Tuesdays, which started officially last Tuesday and run every Tuesday really into the future as the unpredictability of COVID-19 has now caused Melbourne to be locked down. And, as you said, with those new cases all over Sydney, potentially further restrictions coming online.
Hey, Wes, how have you seen it taken up in the industry? I mean, are we starting to see people eat more takeaway, get behind their local restaurants, and have restaurants been able to adapt to accommodate this?
Brother, during the peak of the crisis, we went from 8% takeaway and delivery to 100% takeaway and delivery there for a few weeks. It settled down to anywhere between 20 and 40% of any given market. Again, in Melbourne, it's 100%. But on average, it's about 25%. And we think it's going to stay there. Certainly, the consumers have jumped on ordering on Tuesdays. And many, many restaurants have downloaded the marketing pack and are certainly pushing it to their customer base.
Are you sensing, Wes, I mentioned this earlier, that maybe we've got these clusters now coming in New South Wales, people are getting a little bit nervous, that maybe there's a little apprehension about going out, starting to come back?
I was actually speaking to a group of members today who said that they were beginning to feel like things were slowing down a bit.
Yep.
And certainly as the news continues to report on 500 plus cases of Victoria and clusters in New South Wales, as well as Queensland calling for the closure of the border to certain hotspots, it's certainly affecting consumer confidence.
Yep. Okay. So your advice to all of us, we should get some takeaway in here tomorrow night. Eat it during
takeaway Tuesday, all day.
Takeaway Tuesday. And what's your sense about the shakeout of the industry? Say 12 months from now, touch wood, they find a vaccine, things are back to normal. How different is your industry going to look?
Well, it's changed forever. Ultimately, with the many employees going back to their home countries, there certainly is a skill shortage and a change to fine dining. Certainly lots and lots of businesses will permanently close as restrictions push them to the wall and JobKeeper 1 and JobKeeper 2 expire around March. We do expect the industry to look totally different in the COVID recovery.
But the extension of the JobKeepers and the JobSeeker, that's going to help, isn't it?
Oh, I think once people wake up to the hangover of JobKeeper and realize that they did what the government asked them to do and improve their businesses to 30 June, on average, a lot of hospitality businesses will find themselves ineligible for JobKeeper 2.0 because you have to be down 30% both in the June and September quarter.
That's really interesting.
For Victoria, it'll be helpful, but for the rest of the country, it might find themselves just a few percent short.
All right. Look, thank you very much, Wes. Good luck for tomorrow, and we'll keep in touch with you. That's Wes Lambert from Restaurant and Catering.